Before global festivals and Grammy recognition, house music was born in Chicago, inside underground clubs where DJs created something entirely new. DJ Lori Brench explains.
It's probably derived from a few different art forms when you think about disco, punk music, a little rock and roll, a little blues.
House to us was giving it more energy, like using a 909 drum machine.
Thief Silk Hurley was among those inspired by the pioneers. At Warehouse, Frankie Knuckles blended disco, soul, and gospel into a new sound. Across town at the Music Box, Ron Hardy pushed darker beats, drum machines, and hypnotic loops. Together, they created Chicago House.
You could take the vocals out of the record, or you could take all the music out and just play the drums and then bring them back in whenever you want to. That's what I was doing with the 4-track cassette recorder. So
producers like Jesse Saunders, Marshall Jefferson, Larry Heard, and Hurley turned those club sounds into records, remixing artists like Michael Jackson and Prince while launching a global movement. Jack, for Chicago DJs like DJ Sean Legend, that influence became personal.
Yeah, I remember turning on WBMX and listening to Hot Mix 5, listening to Steve Hurley.
And then when you speak about Jack Your Body, look at what that brother did.
That mentorship carried House into a new generation. Producer Terry Hunter has taken the sound worldwide, earning Grammy nominations and working with artists like Yolanda Adams and Beyoncé. In 2023, Chicago honored its birthplace, naming the Warehouse an official landmark. Proof the sound born in Chicago clubs became a global force. Glenn Marshall, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.